This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Lee Sanders live from the Fringe on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, it's me, Luli. Hello. Yeah, we're here live from the Fringe. We're broadcasting from what looks like a lecture studio. But don't worry, guys, because I'm the cool teacher and I smoke a bit of doobie. Actually, I don't. I'm allergic to it. Okay. So I'm very excited to be presenting this FUBAR show. And I'm really excited to introduce our first guest, amazing stand-up, very nice person. Give it up for Sophie Hagen. Woo! There she is. Hello, baby. You can have this mic. There we go. How
Thank
are you?
I'm well. How are you?
You look well.
Do I?
Yes.
Thank you. You do too.
Unusual on the Fringe. Well, no, I've got my knee in a blimmin'. I've messed my knee up.
What have you done?
Well, don't worry, because I was on the phone to my healer today. Just £150 for a sweet half an hour. So, ow!
And you just broke it.
The results speak for themselves. So how's your Fringe?
It's all right. It's all right. I broke my bum.
You broke your bum?
Mm-hmm. I fractured my tailbone.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm meant to be sitting on an ass pillow.
Oh, yeah.
But
where are the ass pillows?
I forgot it at home.
Oh, okay.
I had to carry it around, but then I was late for this. So
and how did you do that?
I fell in the shower.
Oh, the sexiest of injuries.
Yeah, the very dignified one.
And how old are you? Maybe get one of those little slippy bath mats that the old...
My housemate suggested that I got one.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I think you're right.
And have you got one?
No, I think she's going to put one in, so when I come back, I'm all safe.
And some little, I was going to say it's going to be offensive to old people. And do you know what? They're lovely people and there's no point, is there? Do you know what? They do a lot for this generation. Well, they don't, but I mean, they're nice.
They look sweet.
What's your show called?
It's called Bubble Wrap.
Oh, yes.
And there's free bubble wrap.
It's free bubble wrap.
Yeah, I know. That's my selling point.
It's a biggie.
Do you like bubble wrap?
But then do people not pop it in your show?
Oh, they don't get it during.
And
they don't get it so they can have it during the show. They get it afterwards.
Very clever.
If they've sat still and not made noise.
A little sort of buy-in to stick around to the end of the show.
Please stay.
I hated the show, but I love the bubble wrap.
5 stars for the bubble wrap.
Do you get a lot of postmen in or...?
I got a few, like the very first night, there was someone who was like, oh, but there's no bubble wrap. And I was like, no, it hasn't arrived yet.
Oh no, they actually came for the bubble wrap.
I think so.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing, but now I have the bubble wrap. I bought some bubble wrap and I cut it into pieces and then I glued it to little badges that I had made with my logo.
I thought you were going to say that I had made with all my money. I'm absolutely loaded and I invested in badges.
It took me 6 hours to glue bubble wrap to little badges that said bubble wrap. So people better take it. I'm not going home with bubble wrap attached to badges.
That's the most depressing thing is going home with merchandise. Yeah. I had some calendars last year and I thought, and they were poorly made by me. So you can't blame anyone. But I thought, oh God, I didn't make that many because I'm not arrogant. But I thought, God, if I have to take any of these bloody calendars home, I think that's the sign of a bad run, isn't it, when you've made 50 calendars, you can't shift them for £3. Actually, I made 100. I'm a dreamer. They went like hotcakes,
I'm on stage and I'm like, if you put, because it's a free show, so I'm like, if you put money in the bucket, you get a badge. And then when people walk out, they put money in the bucket, and I'm like, have a badge.
They don't want.
And then they're like, no, it's fine. And then some people walk past, they're like, oh, sorry, I don't have any money. I'm like, you can still have a badge. Just please take the badges.
And what happened? I saw something on Facebook. Yeah, guys, we're quite modern. And your gig was listed at the wrong time or something.
Yeah, someone.
Yeah, you.
Someone, not me. It's definitely me. Put the wrong dates on the Ed Fringe website.
Yeah.
So it was meant to start on the 7th. And I was randomly outside of my venue, just about to go to a meeting at the time I was meant to do the show. And 13 people showed up and were like, we're here for the show. I was like, oh no, the venue hasn't been built yet. And they just had that like Fringe attitude. So they were like, well, just do the show here. I was like, but I can't do this show. They're like, do the show. I was like, okay. So I went to like the parking lot, like a building site basically. And took like a piece of wood and used that as a microphone and did like a little preview.
Lovely. Did they love it?
They were really excited about it.
Oh, because it's just for them and it's something that doesn't usually happen. It's nice.
Yeah, but there's a reason why it doesn't happen. Yeah. It's a parking lot.
And there was no bubble wrap.
There was no bubble wrap, yeah. And I didn't have any of my probs. I have probs now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of, I'm alternative now.
Yes, I hadn't heard that yet, but I have now, right here, live on Fubar Radio. What are your probs? You can't say it all.
No, I can't. It's a big, big surprise. But I have used glue and glitter.
Oh, crikey.
I'm really creative this year.
And I remember once when... Sarah Pascoe was like making these badges or something like with loads of glitter and everything, and she said, I've not learned nothing from Josie Long. I love a prop. I love to get craft. I love a crafty evening.
It's fun. It's fun. I went to all these whatever bookstalls, I guess you'd call them, country.
If they're selling books, I would, yeah.
And there's like always like a section, and just have like, what do you call, stickers and flowers, and you can buy glue for the flowers, and it's like,
I don't need to go to Edinburgh, just sit at home gluing stuff.
So
but really, it's the sort of only place you can really pass this off as art, isn't it? Like, sort of gluing shit.
When I show people what I've done, I'm like, look, and they're like, whatever. I'm like, no, but you don't understand. I have never done this before.
Mind you,
this is more impressive than the stand-up I'm doing.
I remember a review from Tortle in my first year, and they said, they said, yeah, it's like a child's drawing painted and put on the fridge. Nice for those that know that child, but to everyone else, very self-indulgent. Ah, they weren't wrong. I galloped on a fake horse at the start. They weren't wrong. So what time is your show and where's it on?
It's on at 7:10 at the Liquid Rooms Annex Extra. That's off Cowgate.
Yeah.
Every day until the 30th, apart from the 18th, the 24th, the 26th and the 29th, when it's on at other venues at other times, because there's a rock band playing in my main venue, which is a rock venue.
Oh, gold.
Yeah. So on those dates, there's just, I'm just like at random other places. There's details on my website about where to stand.
Is it wrong in the listings and stuff?
It's also wrong in the listings. So I have to stand like... The first one was the 12th, so that's Wednesday. I had to stand outside the venue with the sign saying, I'm so sorry. It's not a glamorous life, is it?
I mean, you're out there with a sandwich board trying to point people for your own show. I mean, it's not a great start, is it? You don't go in feeling...
It hasn't been the most successful of runs I can imagine that I've had. There was like the broken ass. Can I say ass?
I've said it like three times.
Ass is ass, okay? Ass? Good, okay.
People like ass.
And then there was the whole venue thing, and I'm in a 500-seater rock venue, and the
500-seater.
Yeah, I mean they've curtained it off, so now it's just 200 seats, but with an echo.
Wow, so much potential.
Yeah, and there's a balcony, and sometimes I catch myself looking up, going, "Oh yeah, there's no people in the balcony."
Wow,
I'm glad I looked up.
And apart from that, you're well in yourself.
I'm happy. Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah.
Comedy's going well, isn't it?
I like comedy.
Yeah. Where did you move over from Daneland?
That's exactly what we call it. Yeah.
Guys, butter country. No, where are you from?
Daneland. Yeah.
Daneland, yeah, cool. Cool. Why did you move over to England? That sounded more aggressive than I meant.
It's a tiny bit.
What the fuck are you doing here, mate? No, that's not what we mean. Lovely to have you.
No, it's because the Danish scene is so small and tiny, so I could gig like twice a week if I was lucky, and that's like 5 to 10 minute spots. Then I went to England, and it's like, three spots a night. What? I'm going to want to do that every day.
And then go home and make badges. Who's the biggest Danish comic?
It's probably biggest or best, because it's not the same guy.
Well, it's going to be difficult now for you,
because it doesn't matter, you won't know any of the names.
Oh, really?
Way. What make
I'm not that good then, are I? Only kidding.
You wouldn't know him. It's very underground. You wouldn't know him.
It's not. You're probably more familiar with the commercial Danish comedians, but but you like it. You like living in England.
I love it. I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I want to live in America.
Well, yeah. Well, you've been.
I've been 3 times. I tell you what, if the brand isn't working in your own country, take it stateside.
Have you done comedy in America?
Is it
working?
It's working so well for me. You don't get paid, so in a way it's similar to England. No, you do some gigs. But yeah, there's lots of gigs. It's fun. It's sunny all the time. So
LA, I imagine.
LA, yeah, I love LA. I mean, I hate it and I love it, but there's so many weirdos. And there was a girl sort of walking around in a bird cage with a bird in her head. I didn't like the bird, I think free the bird. But and then there was like a man dressed as a tree. And I thought, I found my people.
It sounds like the Fringe. It sounds like the Royal Mile.
Yeah. Oh, no, but it's not in a kind of... But they're sparse enough that you're not like...
Oh, it's not an act. It's just they're just hanging around looking
like
that.
They're just hanging around. Like, well, the tree guy. I was like, so what are you doing? And he said, I'm just pitching my documentary. Oh, very good. Very good. Give me a card. I'll never look at it. But they're sparse enough that it's not... You, they're not in your face kind of thing. It's just like, oh...
That's
you
a
know.
Tree.
Yeah, that's a tree.
In Tesco's.
Yeah. Do we need to bring an act on? A person on? I was worried because... Oh, no, sorry. Is this live? Hi, guys at home. My usual shambolic charm, guys. Don't listen to the instructions. Make up your own rules. Sorry, Sophie. That was really rude to you as well, isn't it? Are we done with this?
No. This is going to be anyone. The sound guy. I'll interview the sound guy.
You're sticking about anyway. I just like to. Oh, I can't even cross my leg because my leg is. When I hurt my knee, and I think it's a very serious injury.
How did you do it?
Well, I was doing like some exercise, classic me.
Oh, and okay, that's karma then.
Yeah.
You had that coming.
Classic me trying to beat my personal best, I don't know. And then I fell over, twisted my knee, and I was screaming in so much pain, and not crying, but on the verge. And I was asking for my mum. I was going, mama, eating grass accidentally. And Luke McQueen said, it's the most tragic thing he's ever seen.
That's saying a lot from Luke McQueen.
I know he's seen my show. I mean, Jesus. But and then I went home and it got worse and it ballooned. Well, it didn't really, that's exaggerating, but it was very sore. And then I called my mum and I cried because I'm really cool. Just making everyone at home feel better about themselves.
We're quite pathetic.
Yeah, but I'm a real winner and I've got a high pain threshold.
Yeah.
So just remember that when I'm crying on the phone to my mom.
I've said that when I had called that a stone, I said that to the doctor. They were like, on a scale from 1 to 10, how much does it hurt?
Yeah.
And I said 8. And they're like, oh, okay, you can go home. I was like, no, but you have to remember I have a really high pain threshold. So this is like at 12 for most people.
Whoa, and it was painful. Yeah.
People say it's worse than giving birth.
Really?
Yeah, so I take a lot of pride in that.
Is that men who are saying that? Hashtag men.
Hashtag all men. Hashtag definitely all men.
Men, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. Yeah, really into you. I fractured my coccyx as well, actually. But I didn't think I did it very badly because it did. I was skiing, so may I know. Actually, I was snowboarding. A bit cooler, yeah, sure.
It's so cool. That's someone asked me, oh, did you do it snowboarding? And I was like, yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
Ask no more questions, please.
Yeah, now when are you taking me for dinner?
Cool. That's a cool way to do it.
But then I got, it was years ago. It was like at university. We went on a coach as well to France. So it took like about 10, 12 hours to get to the, wherever we're going. I can't remember. And then because I'd fractured my coccyx, I got a flight back on the insurance. And I was like,
oh, good.
So I was really pleased.
That's good because I took the train up here. That was like 5 hours sitting down and it hurt so much.
Did it?
Yeah, it was very painful.
We're just two women moaning about our injuries. Something for everyone, I guess. Look, the good news is Sophie's going to get a bath mat so she's not so slippy. I've had a conversation with my healer and I'll probably get some Western medicine as well. But very excitingly, to stop this nonsense, we've got she's absolutely amazing. We've only gone and got Felicity Ward on the show. Give it up.
Yay.
Give it up for her. Hello, mate.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. We're just going to use the word mate quite a lot.
Do I leave?
No, I think she sticks about, doesn't she?
You will never leave. This is forever now.
Another 10, okay, cool. Please. I missed your documentary the other night because I had to do training.
What training?
Well, I don't think I can say.
Oh.
Secret. But anyway, that's the truth.
God.
I'll tell you after.
Are you in the army?
I'm in the SOS.
So you're in the SOS.
Just the song.
That's the emergency number. If you are in trouble in Edinburgh, just call Lou.
Imagine if you were in trouble and I turned up.
I know. Imagine if you were the answer.
So upset.
Oh, God, I've broken my leg. I can't do anything. I mean, I barely got here on time.
But I've got a jingle and I think you're going to love it.
And look at my eyeliner.
I've got quite a nice ass. feminism. Hashtag feminism. So how's your show going?
Oh, I'm having a great time.
Are you?
Yeah, I know I sound surprised.
I love the Australian accent. Because you did sound surprised.
No, I am genuinely surprised. Because the first Edinburgh that I did, which was in 2009, wow, way back when, and I was so excited because I was, coming to the big smoke of performance.
Yeah.
And then I got here and I went, oh, this is different. And the first week was great, and then the reality of what a marathon is.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, I remember people going, oh, I heard you had a really good Edinburgh. I'm like, did I? Because it felt awful.
Yeah.
And then as the festivals went on, I sort of came to understand what it is or what it could be. And I'd always run my show in Australia first before I got over here. So I kind of knew what the show would be. So it took a little bit of the magic out.
You've been cheating, yeah.
Well, I was pretty much cheating, yeah. Mm. But I'd also be, I would have done the show 60 times by the time I got over here, which is still okay because it'll be in good shape.
Yeah.
But this time I've started it over here and just done the previews in London, and I've just had the most wonderful experience.
Really? That's a better way of doing it?
I don't know. I've just had a lot of fun doing it, and I don't know if it's this particular show or the process.
Okay.
Have a shot every time someone says the word process or journey.
Not enough shots for me.
No process. Let's see how this goes.
And what's your show about, and what's it called, and where's it on?
My show is about mental illness and irritable bowel syndrome because I hate making money. I hate it. And it is on at 9 p.m. at the Pleasance Courtyard, and it's called What If There Is No Toilet?
Oh yeah, I did know all that, but that's mainly for the food bar lot. prick up your ears. Well, it's too late. She said it before. Rewind. Prick up your ears. The thing is about if a show is titled in a if you've got a theme to your show, you'll attract people in that vein. Like if it's about getting married, like lots of people that are going to get married, whatever. Mm. And so you're going to attract depressive people with body problems.
More or less people with mental illness. But
I'm kidding about, because mental illness is actually, you can't make fun of it. We've all got it in varying degrees.
That's just us, mate. So I am everyone. You're not.
Don't make a cheap joke about it. Please. I just did.
You did, absolutely. No, it's, I say this at the end of my show, that I want people to come along who have lived with a mental illness in some capacity. Not because it's not a campaign show. Yeah. I'm not teaching anyone. There's no big emotional pull where people go, wow, we really learned something. There's none of that. What it is that mental illness gets spoken about either in these by conservative liberal audiences that are oh, we're talking about mental illness, so this is an important subject, and I read The Guardian.
Yeah.
That gets spoken about like that, or it doesn't get spoken about at all.
Yeah.
And it's very rare that people who are with a mental illness are not, if they're talking about it, they're not defending it or describing it in some way.
Yeah.
So it's really fun just to laugh about it for an hour. And the show is a lot of fun. Ironically, it is heaps and heaps of fun.
I bet it is. Yeah.
There's a wonderful comic, Harriet Dyer, who does this show called Barking Tales in Manchester.
Mm.
And it's just comics doing material about mental illness.
Mm.
And I tested a lot of the stuff from this show in it. And it was such a relief because everyone in the audience had a mental illness.
Yeah, great.
So no one was going.
Yeah, great. Yeah, great. All my stuff, eh?
Yeah. Wish there were more. No one had to check themselves for laughing to go, oh, will they think, because everyone was riddled.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Off our faces, mate.
But it is, you have to laugh about everything. My friend had her brother was in a mental ward for a bit, and she'd go and see him, and the story she'd tell was really funny.
It's just so funny.
So funny. And she said, this one guy, she formed a real friendship with this other guy that was in there, and she said, don't worry, he's writing a sitcom. I guess everyone's writing a sitcom. It'd probably be really good. But he was really far gone, and he's writing a sitcom, but I don't think he could even sort of write, but when he comes out, probably be great.
This is in German and French and Spanish, and you have to figure out which words are which. But it's very funny.
But no, it is. It is. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. I thought that So I did a lounge room preview to a couple of other comics back in February.
Yeah.
And they said, and they gave me good advice where there was different parts and they're like, really have fun with this bit, really have fun with this bit.
Yeah.
So they said, it's a pretty personal show.
Yeah.
You want to have as much fun as you can.
Yeah.
And then that just became my primary purpose, was just to have as much fun as I could the whole time that I was, and that's been the case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. How's yours going? Or have you already talked about that?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's a great show for just great people, really,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But, no, I'm enjoying it. I mean, I'm just trying not to, funnily enough, go bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is Edinburgh, though, isn't
then,
it?
Because you've already done that show. So then if I come back next year with that show, it's already been done.
Well, very 2015,
yeah,
mate.
Exactly. Very Felicity Ward.
Very. Yeah, heaps of people say that. Oh, yeah. That looks like something Felicity Ward. No one's ever said that ever.
How was your documentary?
It was good. I mean, I've seen it before.
Yeah.
But it was a tricky one because it was a bit of a last minute idea. And the only place we advertised was Facebook and Twitter, and the venue moved the day before.
Sophie Hagen's. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That happened to you the other day, didn't it?
Is that like it's my fault?
Don't worry.
Sophie Hagen. Yeah.
Don't worry, she's in a rock stadium now. So
the Hagen curse.
That's how good it's going.
The Hagen curse.
That'll be a ghost story that they tell about Edinburgh in like 100 years' time. And then there was a Danish comic. Who met? Are you Danish?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God. All right.
No, we say Daneland.
Yeah. You're from
Daneland. You're Danelandish.
You're Danelandian.
Yeah, Danelandian.
I mean, obviously I'm Australian, so I speak the best English here.
I want an accent. It's really cool to sell your comedy with an accent.
Yeah,
and that's
accent.
Why I'm going to pretend to be Jamaican.
Oh, looks like the radio shut down. How did that happen? We're getting away from the producer. What does that mean?
We can get Caucasian Jamaicans. Come on, everyone. Yeah. And it is.
I'm not looking at one though, mate.
Aren't you?
Where's my theme song? Da-na-na-na. Here we go.
Oh, God. I was just have to edit myself because it's live. Although I've never bothered before. I was just going to do a lovely jingle about... No.
What's your obsession with jingles?
I love them. I think I'm really good at jingles. I think
can you give us an example?
The producer, Amanda Redmond, has just raised her eyebrows and nodded her head. And that means yes.
I mean, on top of being an incredible jingle writer, your perception of body language is off the charts.
So many strings to my bongo, guys.
Why are you wasting your time with comedy, mate? You could be a diplomat. You could be out there somewhere.
How much do jingle writers get?
I think they're going all right.
I went really serious then.
Your facial expression was like, seriously, guys.
And I looked straight at...
Answer this now.
Straight at Sophie Hagen.
Like I knew.
I think that you looked around and went, okay... I'm doing some live radio in a hall in Edinburgh.
Oh, let's all do. Sorry to interrupt you, but I've got a bad idea. Let's all do improv jingles about Edinburgh. Okay, no, this sounds like it's something I've planned. It sounds like it's something I've planned.
It's really not.
I'll have the best jingle, thank you.
Well, obviously, because you're the best jingle writer.
No, but I've got a feeling that now I've really set myself up for a fall, and I've already fallen, and my knee is practically broken. So,
well, if it's any consolation, you've set three of us up for a fall.
Yes.
It's all three of us.
I feel like, okay, I'll go last.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. I don't think that's fair.
You're the worst. You're the worst host ever.
Well, you should do a jingle.
But I'm the best
about
dancer.
And the
best jingle,
jingle
about the jingles.
A jingle
start
a jingle.
The segment off with a jingle.
Okay. Hit us.
Okay, first of all... What rhymes with jingle?
Yeah, exactly.
Tingle.
Thank you. I think Sophie's going to be better at it than me. I'm just writing down onto my pad, tingle.
I can't tell you what it means.
Oh, I thought of another word. I won't tell you. It's mingle. Oh, I hope there's a prize.
Pringles.
Okay.
Without the S.
You're giving her too many clues. Okay.
No one has fail. We have to laugh out of the way.
Let her fall on a coccyx. Lou just laughing at herself writing words.
No, don't look. Okay. Oh, yeah, we're going to have... No, go. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a jingle. It's going to be...
I mean, this is easily the worst thing I've ever heard. Hands down.
This the worst thing you've had was your prognosis about your body. Did you have...
No, it was that first note. Oh, yeah.
No, here we go. Oh, yeah, we're gonna have a jingle. It's better when someone else is singing it. I'm just a puppeteer.
You're not supposed to do the precursor in the middle of the song.
Okay. Right, anybody else?
I mean, how can we beat that?
Very easily.
Is that it? Is that all you need to do?
No, but I sort of lost confidence. Okay. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a jingle. What's that feeling? It's a little tingle. Oh, have you met Jeremy Bingle? That's my friend. That's my friend, Jeremy Bingle. He's the next guest. He's not. But if he was, it'd be great. That's it, Sophie. That's... I'm reading Felicity's body language right now, and she's in awe.
What, like an Edinburgh jingle?
Yeah, anything you like. Go freestyle.
Just a jingle.
Just a jingle.
So a song.
Yeah.
Song.
But shorter. I'm pithier.
Right, so Jeremy, this is going to be more poetic and more.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's based on my Edinburgh Fringe Festival experience. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Pain.
Oh, that's great.
I mean,
thank you.
That's going to be hard to beat.
What, my one? I know.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to beat your one. Yeah, I mean.
So. And I'm the point scorer. Oh. So, Lulu.
25,000 points.
Yeah.
Hagen.
Okay. Hagen. Okay. Go. Okay, Felicity, we're all behind you. We're all backing you. Just back yourself, mate. Just all believe, right. Dreams come true.
What are we doing a jingle about?
Anything you like.
Anything I like. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll do it about Edinburgh as well. Sorry, Sophie, to jump on your bandwagon. And for the listeners at home, I'm closing my eyes so I can get in the zone.
If I've got to think,
I've got to close my eyes, mm-hmm. which makes conversation with intelligent people very difficult.
Well, there's none of that here. Yeah.
What's happening? Is she stroking out? No. I'm just thinking. Let's leave while she's got her eyes closed. Where in Edinburgh you gonna get wet? I win some money, I make a bet. I'm having a good time, I'm making you laugh. I don't remember anything that rhymes with laugh. Ta-da!
Very nice! Very nice.
Oh, that was actually good.
And if I was topping you, not topping you, adding to it, then I would bring in a Sophie's Fool in the bath. Because I just rhymed laugh. Anyway, we've had a great time.
You are good at jingles.
I am good at radio.
The undisputed champion of jingles.
Hey, guys, if you're listening and anyone has got any jingle needs, please get in touch with me on 07812. I'll tell you the rest of my number. Anyway. Okay, please give it up for the new guest, the newest in town. It's Mickey Bartlett. Yay! Woohoo! He looks so Scottish. Where are you from, Mickey?
I'm from Belfast, actually. Yes. That's mildly racist. English overlord. I'm so hungover.
Oh,
I can't wait to talk.
You said thanks for I'm so hungover, yeah. Like we were responsible. Yeah. It's the Hagen curse.
Do I make people hungover also?
Yeah, you're the curse of everything now.
Where the hell were you last night, and why are you not taking your guest appearance on Food by Radio more seriously?
I'm sorry, but you know what? It's kind of I wasn't even really out. I had about 8 pints. Which I've discovered at the Edinburgh Festival, that's not really drinking.
No.
That's breakfast.
Eight. Just at home that. In your room?
Yeah, just on my own.
Really?
No, I'm joking. I was in the loft bar with all the showbiz folks.
Oh, yeah.
Just standing beside them going, can I have some money?
And they're like, no, and then you're picking their pockets.
Yeah. And then as soon as I set their pint down, I just swiped it.
Do you get any sweet TV deals from that? No. I find like once you're 8 pints in, it's really no time to talk about sweet TV deals.
I woke up the other day and my mate texted me going, oh, you called Daniel Sloss, can I say the B word? And then punched him. And I was like, I would never do that. I really like Daniel Sloss. But I had so little memory of what happened, I thought maybe I did.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, Sloss brings that out in people, doesn't he?
Oh, imagine punching that beautiful boy.
I can totally imagine punching. Totally. I've imagined that so many times.
We should all go and punch him for a little bit of a prank. Like, we go, why is everyone hitting me? Oh, listen to Food Bar Radio.
We'll do like, instead of let's sell this gig out, just do like punch last day.
Yes.
We'll all punch him when we see him.
Yes.
Let's get this hashtag trending. Yes.
What's your show called and what's it about?
It's called Narcissilly.
Oh, yeah.
It's just about me. because I'm very lazy. So yeah, it's fun. It's, you know, it's just a, yeah.
Is that a pun on narcissistic? Yes.
Yeah. I think it's very intelligent.
But the show. So is a show about you being narcissistic?
It starts that way, but then it goes into something else.
I can't imagine you being like that, though. You seem very nice.
Thank you. I think, is that like an underhanded way to say that I'm kind of too ugly to be narcissistic? Is that kind of what that was?
No. God, no.
I'm not afraid to cry in front of women. I'm not afraid to do that.
And we.
I'll love it. Right now.
And that's what you're here for. We're going to bully you.
This is actually an intervention.
No, I just think that, I don't think they correlate good looking and narcissistic. Although I'm quite narcissistic and good looking. Hang on a minute.
I think, yeah, that's kind of where the show came from as well, because I realised, like, I've got a pair of Calvin Klein underpants at home that I only wear because it makes me feel like the guy on the packet, even though I look like a wet loaf. I'm just like, spilling out of it. So that's kind of how the show came about, the start of it anyway.
That's how marketing works, mate.
Yeah, it's every interesting time. That, isn't it? Because I was thinking today in the shower, guys. But when I was a kid, like 13, 14, everyone liked no bottoms, like Kate Moss kind of no bottoms. And now everyone likes big bottoms. Mm. And that's, I know people talk about that in the set, but it really has taken off, the big bottom. I just want to say big bottom, make everyone feel really uncomfortable about six times. But now we're really into it. Like, girls and boys are like, oh yeah, nice ass to someone who's got a large ass. Yeah. But that never was the case when I...
That is the nature of fashion and trends and manipulating audiences into thinking that they like something, but it's actually just being exposed to something a lot when people's personal taste probably won't change.
She's put that in a very intelligent way, really, hasn't she?
I mean, not funny at all.
I liked it.
Because I just like bringing the mood down.
No, I think that was great. I was hanging on your every word.
Thank you.
Well, that was very good.
I've got some more news. I'm the new host. So we're here.
I'll take it. I don't mind. I'll take the rest of the day off. But I won't go halves on my fee. I need to pay my spiritual healer.
If only that was a joke.
I know. So what time's your show on and where is it?
It's at 5:15 every day in the caves. Not in Cowgate Head, which is supposed to be in the brochure. I'm in Cowgate Head.
Oh, God, all monkey business.
Yeah, I'm also, apparently someone said that saw me advertised in like the George next door or something as well.
Right.
And I don't know anything about that.
See, I've seen you advertised in a Calvin Klein ad.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus size pinup.
Yeah.
It was a before shot. Yeah. They don't have jokes, you know. Messing and joking about. He's a good looking, charming boy, and you know it. So are you now?
It's just the hangover.
Yeah. It could be, yeah. I think I've got scurvy.
I've really calmed down this year. I've only been out drinking once and I didn't do anything bad. Last year I was an absolute beast. Yeah. You don't drink, do you?
I don't.
That's the coolest.
It will. Not according to most people.
No, I think that's really cool. And you're very thin. It's nice. I mean, not that we're talking about that. Who gives a shit?
No, it's the anxiety. It's the anxiety disorder that keeps me thin. Ooh, it's not the alcohol or the lack thereof. Right. When I was drinking, I think I was a bit skinnier when I was drinking.
Really?
Yeah, because like food. Why have food when I could have a drink?
No. I have a nice fry up if I'm really hungover. Once I got three fry ups in one day. And I loved it. But so you're not narcissistic though.
I think I am a little bit though. I think I've got like positive body dysmorphia. Like I can make my boobs dance, right? Like that. But they're sorry, people
perfect
at home, you can't see this. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry,
but
people in the room, you can see this.
I'll put it up to the mic. Hang on. But yeah, and I convinced myself that I have pecs, and I genuinely just have quite large man breasts. But
amazing.
I'll look sideways and tense them up.
But that's not a bad thing.
No, that's called reframing in NLP.
I suppose it's a good way to put it, actually. Yeah. Oh, that's my show. Fuck now. Mickey Bart is reframed.
People like a little snuggle with a cuddle and a little bit of a cuddle, huh? Yeah. Norman.
There's that jingle prowess again. It is non-stop.
Thank
with
you, Sanders. Thank you for listening. Thank you. I've got a couple of jingles in the show. Come on, 5:30. Silly cafe. Oh, we're having a great time, aren't we? What else should we talk about?
Have we asked you about your show?
No.
Can I ask you about your show?
It's called Excuse Me, You're Sitting on My Penis Again,
which is my favourite title of the festival.
Yeah, thank you so much. My mother didn't like it and she tried to get me to change. And now she subtly keeps saying, because I was going to be in this magazine thing, and then they cut me at the last minute.
Calvin Klein ad.
Calvin Klein ad. And I like the way you said that. And then they, I don't know if this is true, but they said, oh, the title was too, like, they couldn't print that in a, like a, it was only the Sun's magazine anyway. We don't want to give them money, do we? Whatever it's called, Glamour, something like that. Anyway, that's what they said. And then my mum just subtly keeps saying things like, yeah, well, I suppose next year it would be good not to have a rude title, wouldn't it? So that, you know, because you can't imagine that on the BBC, can you? I don't think it's a title holding me back, Mama. She's mentioned it about 4 or 5 times. And I said, it's very popular, actually. All my friends really like it.
And they're the only people that count.
Yeah.
Them and the audience.
I just want to be appeal to my peer group, Mama. And I'll call you when I've broken my knee and cry at you, okay? So keep that phone line on. And we won't talk about my title. I'll cry again.
Does your... I had people ask you me this all the time and I hate it, so I don't know why I'm asking you. I'm only asking because you've just mentioned your mum.
Yeah.
Is she into your stuff?
Oh, she's into it. Big stuff. Big stuff. No, well, she did come to a preview in Thanet, which didn't go that well. And she... the organiser was like, don't worry, I got your mum a stiff drink afterwards. And there were too many... I do pure... I like doing pure ale jokes
so
well.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much.
I love your accent. The only thing you say is cool. I love it.
Love it.
I'm going to be Australian now. Forget the Jamaican thing. But so she saw like a preview that got quite difficult because of someone going, whatever. And then there were quite a lot of body jokes, and but really stupid ones, right? Really not actually.
Like IBS jokes, not
well,
like that.
Well, no, I mean, an arse joke, but not like, oh, I love taking it on the arse. Right, it was really silly.
I have one of those jokes.
Do you? No. Do you?
Kind of. I say that I got home from... dancing when I met this fella,
yeah,
and I laid face down on the bed, and I say I wasn't exhausted. I mean, yeah. I was exhausted. I wasn't presenting.
Yeah,
and then I say we start from the back, and then I say no, I'm joking, not on the first date, and not just for birthdays. And then I move on very quickly. So if Lou Sanders' mum is listening,
that's the thing you need to be worried about. But and then afterwards she looked so white and she didn't like it at all, and she brought her friend Felicity and they've got a competition thing going on, so that was awkward between the two daughters. Felicity's daughter is winning. One of her daughters a doctor. She was winning all along. Leave the competition.
It's a different race.
Yeah. And then my stepdad said the worst thing. Actually, I don't really want to bring it up on. He said, well, you're going to give the impression that... And I mean, each to their own, but that's not my vibe. I mean, each to their own, no judgment here. But so I was going to cut one of them. And then.
Your parents.
Yeah, yeah.
I will cut you.
I still don't know which one to go for. So if you're listening, Mum and Dave, one of you.
Let the competition begin. You got to impress me now.
One of you going to get stabbed. So, Mickey, Sophie, have you had any kissing in Edinburgh? Kissing?
My girlfriend got here last night, so a lot of it.
Oh. Kissy, yeah. Kissy. Yeah.
Wasn't kissing her, though. She wouldn't let me. But
kissing your hand and showing her what she's missing.
Yeah. Kind of holding an orange. I'm like, what's this?
Then started saying, could have been you standing there with me.
My girlfriend's gone now. Very short trip.
She hates my singing voice.
What? She hasn't heard my jingles, though. What does your girlfriend do?
She's a street performer back in Northern Ireland. So yeah, we're a very, very grown up couple. Just swinging around the house in a tiny car. Yeah, so she's over here just sort of watching shows and stuff.
Right.
I'm going to make her flyer for me later on today. She doesn't know. But if you're listening, sweetheart, get out of bed, bitch.
And, oh, that's nice. Street performers make a lot more than comedians, really, don't they, a lot of the time?
Nah, she doesn't. She's really crap at it. No, she does. She does quite well, actually. Yeah, she has her own car and, you know.
Whoa.
And stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're all whoa. Like, wow, is she an accountant as well? How is that?
I have no idea how.
Them bitches be stepping their pussy up. Have you seen that? Have you seen that?
No.
Pussy out.
So you're worried about the word penis. Yeah. Can I say
but
this
now you're there? A gangster Oompa Loompa.
You can say whatever you like. That's
yeah,
the beauty of it.
Don't say that to me. I will take that for granted.
Have you seen that video? Step your pussy up.
No. Okay. Keep doing it though. It's working.
Yeah. So, it's my favourite thing ever. Phoebe Burke posted it and then on Facebook. It's so funny. And then we just keep telling each other. And in a really serious voice that we need to step our pussies up. Sophie, have you had any kissing? Come on.
I have heard a lot of people do kissing because my flatmates are having their girlfriends over. So they're getting it on.
I heard a funny story about you did this. You did. I think you did Secret Dudes, and you did whole long story. It sounded so funny. I wasn't there, but Matthew told me.
That's my thing. That's something I do.
You did this really, really long story about going to play pool with this guy. Or
I'd stalked him for like months to find, and I found out he liked pool. Snooker.
Yeah.
And I have never played snooker, so it took me 3 days to. I wrote my status, hey, does anyone want to meet up and play snooker? And like lots of people answered, it wasn't him. So I kept like tagging our mutual friends. And then finally he saw it and he was like, oh yeah, I love snooker. I was like, really? That's
what
fun.
Are the chances?
We've only met once. I wrote, I was like, let's do the snooker. So it took me 3 days to learn snooker. All the rules. I saw like YouTube championships and stuff.
Oh my God.
And then we met up and he said, there's no snooker table available. I said, but there's that one. And he said, that's a pool table. And I said, let's just get drunk. And then we got really drunk. And at the end, he hugged me and said, I'm so happy we're friends now.
I was okay.
And I told that whole story while he was on stage. He was the drummer. Secret Dudes have a drummer. And
yeah,
it's
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the end of it, I went, yeah, it's that guy. And I said, I'm so sorry. And I left the stage.
Amazing. And apparently his face was kind of listening in, sort of thinking, oh, that sounds familiar. Like a little bit. And then it's like, yeah, that guy.
I wish he'd filmed it. Just watching the slow descent as it just fell upon him.
He had no idea. After he was like, I was like, yeah, no, it's fine. It's amazing. Fine. I'm over you. I'm totally over
I
you.
I stalk people all the time. It's fine.
Okay, we're going to have our last and final guest. Please go crazy for Miss Behave. Lovely.
Dungy.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Can I tell the story about when he came in as well?
Yes, you can.
Oh, my God. So I have to reveal your real name. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're both, for the listeners at home, Felicity Ward and Miss Behave are in matching dungarees. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And they both look great, I'm going to say.
And comfortable.
And comfortable. Mate. Yeah. And I'm into it. And when Miss Behave came in, someone said to her, oh, are you Felicity? And she went, yep, yep. And then, yep. And then she went, no, I'm not, I'm Amy.
I'll be honest, it's early for me.
It is early for you.
I usually have a high voice. Just descended into the depths of bass. No, I don't. It's actually quite high for me, isn't
Maybe
it?
Maybe I can speak down there as well.
Can you though, really? Going lower?
I don't know if I can go any lower than that without giving myself a bowel movement.
I just have.
Good morning.
Annoying when you've got to go to the toilet, though, dungarees, aren't they?
Slightly, when you're in a rush, I'll be honest.
It's better than a onesie, though.
Yeah.
Well,
especially a portaloo and a onesie.
Gross.
If you wear a dress, you're saving yourself minutes per day, really.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, and that's just something to think about for you. Miss Behave, can you tell us about your act and, yeah.
I can tell you about what I'm doing here. I'm actually doing a very stupid game show. Well, not stupid, very silly game show here, where I divide the audience based on their phones. So people come in and they're either iPhones or others. And it's very silly and people go nuts. I've never seen people lose
their
minds. It's a bit like a football match with people who like performance.
Wow. So you divide them, they come in and you divide them iPhones or non-iPhones?
iPhones and others. And then they get insanely competitive about arbitrary points that don't mean anything.
Great. That's amazing. Yeah, that's really
lose
good.
Their mind. I've had people come up with one of the games is do anything for a point because they're very complex games. And we've had people giving me money, getting their dicks out.
Whoa.
Right, you name it.
And what time's the show?
10:15 p.m. at Checkpoint. I mean, actually, the other day I've got a delightful glamorous assistant, Harriet, and she is a delightful bearded gentleman who can dance like a...
Amazing.
And a married couple, actually, the woman texted in saying, if my husband gets up and kisses Harriet, can we have a point? Sure.
Yep.
Wow.
Totally. That
so
was
you get
Tuesday.
You get swingers in. You get all sorts.
I don't even know they were swingers. I felt they had a moment.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
They were just inspired by art and
lovely.
Comedy.
Inspired, I think. By art, I question.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
Sure.
And are they quite even groups then? Because what if there's only 10 on one side and then blooming apple, am I right?
Pop fact that's not that interesting coming up.
Yeah. Toot.
80% of the smartphone market is owned by Androids. There you go.
Whoa!
So you'll have a higher quota of iPhones Couture at an arts festival. But actually, yeah, it usually evens out.
I love that about
Isn't
that.
Weird?
I love that about that that you just told me. That's
because I really know that, the excitement.
Well, no, because I really get annoyed with Apple dominating the market, and I do have all Apple products because they're very easy to use, and I haven't got the time. But if someone was to show me around an Android, I probably still won't get one, actually. But I think it's good. I want to be more ethical.
Do I often picture Steve Jobs spinning in his grave in pain whenever I feel the urge? Does that help anyone else here? No?
Say that again.
Steve Jobs. Yeah. I always just hope maybe at the end it was painful and, you know, just with the dominant. I just every now and then I go to the dark place with Mr. Jobs.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm more spiritual. yeah, no, I'm a better person. No, I'm joking.
I'm sort of channeling my inner rhino. So yeah. I feel like that's all right.
But he was really lauded about, wasn't he? And I don't know. But he was, everyone was like, oh, Steve Jobs. Was he that good? He only got into philanthropy when everyone said, you're really earning so much money, you should get into philanthropy.
Isn't that Bill Gates? Bill Gates and his wife, actually.
No, they really are into it. But I mean, Steve Jobs did some stuff after. It was like, you should do some stuff, yeah. But Bill Gates, no, and he flies economy.
Does he?
Which I think is crazy. If you've got that much money.
There is no way I would fly economy, not on the earth.
No.
It's tax deductible, Bill.
Maybe he's flying economy on his private jet.
Oh, there you go.
Right. Actually prefers
that's
the back of the
sweet
plane.
Sweet cynicism.
Thanks.
Straight off the bat. It's impressive. Oh, yeah.
Bill Air.
That's me being positive.
Fresh Prince Bill Air.
That's better. Amy, are you good at jingles?
I've got to say, actually, me and Sophie obviously got some psychic thing going on because that was mine. So I could do that one again. Da 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 da. Pain. Yeah. Completely rang a bell for
she
me.
She did it
really
better,
felt
though.
It.
You did it way better than I did.
You really tapped into
we could harmonise, couldn't we?
It's the Hagen
disharmonise.
Probably
could.
You really tapped into the zeitgeist there, Hagen.
Yeah. Of this room.
Just five, how many are we? Five sweet babes in a lot of pain. please come see our show. If you're listening to this at home, I very much doubt you're coming to see the bloomin' show, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
I have faith in you people at home.
Well, I find it quite hard to get out of bed. I mean, I find it hard to get me to a show. Like, it's just, you know, so I always work on how would I get me to a show? And often I just go, oh, let's just give up. I'm just going to watch Power or Empire or some hideous piece of TV like that.
Oh, really?
I can't be bothered to go out. Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Pointless. My God, I love that show.
Well.
Oh, is that an actual show?
Is he?
Sorry, for the people at home, Richard Osmond is in town, and by that town we mean Edinburgh town, and it's caused a lot of excitement in the room.
He's a flurry.
Who is he?
So do you know what
a person Pointless is? Yes.
Do you know what the show Pointless is?
I've never seen it, but I've heard a lot of good stuff.
It's very difficult for someone who's never seen it. When I first watched it, I'm like, I don't know what's happening, and do they know that it's called Pointless, and that actually reflects badly on them? But what you do is you get a tricky question, and then it starts off with teams. There's four teams, and you have to answer. You have to find an answer that the least amount of people in a survey have answered.
Right, we're doing Pointless right here, right now. Also, Richard,
but there's no survey that's taken place already.
Well, I'm doing a survey right now in my head.
Is the survey going to be, can you write a jingle?
And the answer is yes. Richard Herring's obsessed with Pointless as well. Obsessed with Pointless and swimming. So it's like a throwback to the old FUBAR days.
Richard Osmond, the tall guy with the glasses. That's sort of almost giant-like. Yeah.
Okay. Almost giant-like.
Almost.
I think that he would enjoy that description.
Is he a nice chap or what? Okay, so the man in the audience is saying, we know his name, Steve. Mm-hmm. He was saying when he sat next to him in the bistro, Richard Osmond was lovely. I mean, you'd have to be a bit of a number to get the opposite of that, wouldn't you? Like, if you sat next to a bistro and someone would have to really play up for you to think they're not nice. I mean,
in a show.
Yeah.
There'd have to be like some phone checking, some talking to the person next to you.
Yeah.
Maybe just taking a dump in your chair.
Getting their penis out. Oh, no, that's Amy's show.
Well, actually, texting in and all the rest of it. We have a lot of that. So everyone else has phones off, put them away. And it's like, nope, phone's on. Yeah. Take them out, use them. And, you know, if you don't want to get loud and rary, just text in or go to sleep, whatever you fancy.
Wow. I don't care. Got your money.
Have I?
Free shot.
Got their money. No, it's not actually this time.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm doing the paid again on the assemblies.
I wonder if there's a different psychology to paid shows and free shows, because I feel like people in free shows come and sit in and they're like, well, I've got no buy-in.
There's no investment.
There's no investment in paid shows.
But that's different. No, there's no investment. People would say there's no investment in free shows, but I
would say that.
Actually think that's it's not the case, and I think it's down to how you fly or in the mood and the atmosphere you create.
I agree.
And I actually think that the paid, there is, I'll just keep it vague, but I think there's elements that are so archaic with how they're running business in terms of if you look at any other business model, any other thing,
yeah,
the bloody universe anymore, you know, and it feels like they're slowly getting together and sorting it out from both sides.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
That's brilliant from free and that's brilliant from paid, but there's some issues.
But I mean, these two are in the wrong venues at the wrong time.
Yes, but she's getting an audience. She's finding an audience. She had 13 people show up on your first day when you got the date wrong. That's amazing. I know paid venues are going, you had 13 yeah, people in.
Yeah.
You know, like that's... Mm.
Did you pass a bucket round at the end of that?
I consider doing it, but I'd only done like a preview, so it was like... And I didn't have my props, and I think people should pay mostly because they've seen the props.
Well, get us a fizzy pop, will you, somebody, at least? Get us a pastry. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's benefits and problems to each, and that's just me being a philosopher, I guess. Yeah. As I was talking earlier, I found some conditioner in my ear. I was a real hero and I didn't even mention it until now.
You are a hero. You're a hero of the fringe. You should get Mervyn Starter Spirit of the Fringe.
Spirit of the Fringe!
There's that
and that's
jingle
another
again.
Jingle.
Is your ear hair all nice and soft now?
What's that?
Is your ear hair all nice and soft now?
Well, I don't think I've got any because I'm such a hero. I have got ear hair, but I keep it somewhere else.
You don't have a lot of arm hair, do you?
No.
Not me.
But on my vagina... Just kidding around. When I broke up with my fiancé, which I talk about too much, but I went mad and waxed everything off and became an alcoholic. And I dyed my hair blonde. But guys, look at me now. I'm back to normal. Keep supporting live comedy. Keep supporting FUBAR Radio. So Amy, have you seen anything else? Have you seen any other shows?
I've actually seen, I've seen Bob Slayer has got a blunderbuss. He's actually got a double-decker bus, and one of my favourite comedy people ever is performing there at 7 o'clock every day.
Who's that?
His name's Stompy from Dot Comedy, and he does something called the Half-Naked Chef. But actually what he's doing a mixture of Alfie from On the Buses, brilliant improvisation, amazing, in and off a bus,
yeah,
and then ends with being David Attenborough all over the Pleasance and all the rest of it. It's insane. It's
amazing.
Different every day, 7 o'clock, and again, it's free, but it's his ability to not only be funny as a person, but utilise different space.
Yeah.
The only thing I've seen so far.
I haven't seen anything at all.
I'm so tired.
Lazy buggers. Get out there. Hey, guys, it's a Fringe. Get on that system stuff. But that does sound really good, though. And I love that. I love that you can find that sort of stuff at the Fringe.
Yeah.
I mean, half the time you take a chance and it's amazing. And, you know, it's...
The other half.
We're not talking about right now. The other half, it's my show every day. You haven't seen anything either, then?
I've seen nothing.
Wow.
I've seen some previews. I saw this great preview. Her name was Sophie Hagen.
Oh,
I hear she's amazing.
You saw that one as well, didn't you, Sophie?
I've seen it loads.
Yeah, and have you seen anything?
I've seen... I went to see Graham Clark Reads the Phone Book. It was a very, very fun show.
Amazing. It's not actually reading the phone book.
That's the thing. There was like seven really old people in... Oh. Really hoping that he'd just read the phone book.
Really?
Yeah. And he has this, like, he talks about the phone book. It's really good, really interesting. And he goes, yeah, because today, like, no one has a phone book. And, like, seven old people go, we have the phone book. And they were really cross with him because he kept...
me.
Yeah, exactly. They were really, like, kept telling him things about their phones. It was like a double show. It was like, watch him do his show and watch the audience get angry.
Amazing.
That was really good. Yeah, and I saw Angela Bange. That was
great. She's so great, yeah.
So great. I saw a preview of Felicity's show. That was great.
She's so great. She's so great. Just so many strong women doing such interesting things. And also Mickey.
Yeah, my stuff isn't interesting. It's just about my knob.
And that's what we want to hear more about. How big it is. What's it up to?
It's up to about here. Okay. That's not true.
Doesn't have a phone book.
Yeah, we actually have people text in because we just, you know, text whatever you want in, and people sometimes text in dirty pictures so they can get extra points at the game show. And a dude texted in the other day, and I've just never seen anything that small. Like, if you picture a plum, and there was just a plum, just not two plums, just a plum, and then just the top of the plum was just like the nub of a leaf that he was trying to hold. And I thought, Why have you sent that in?
Bless him. It's very upsetting for the...
Yeah, that's totally small.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that sounds awful. I wouldn't know what they'd like.
Relax, we don't even discuss it.
Yeah, don't worry, it doesn't matter, guys. Doesn't it?
No, of course not.
You can put a lot of work in with the other staff if you have got a medically... I've talked about this on a podcast before, and I say, don't worry, guys. If you've got a medically small penis, you can still have a nice time if you just address it and be confident in your other areas.
Yeah. What, like yeah. your bum hole?
Cunnilingus.
Check out this anus. I mean, this is top five, people.
No, I mean more like the foreplay. This has taken a very dirty turn, hasn't it? Let's go back to the intellectual stuff. Do you remember when Felicity told us about changing fashions? Absolutely fascinating.
Well, wasn't it? I was smart once.
No, you really are. What did you study at university?
I didn't.
What?
No, mate.
Get off the show right now.
Did you not go to uni?
No, mate.
Me either.
And they had, there's something we have called TAFE, which is kind of like Polytech. Is it called Polytech over here?
Yes, yeah, yeah. So I said yes and pointed to Sophie. Yes. I didn't mean... I
the Dane. No. So it initially started out like apprenticeships and trades and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then it's expanded and it's for people who finished at their O levels. GCSEs.
Yeah.
And then if you wanted to get extra qualifications in different areas in a more practical way, you could do that. But so after I'd finished my A-levels and I did very well at school, I wanted to, for my gap year I studied, but I studied music business skills.
Whoa.
So like band management and event management.
And knowing a good jingle when you come across one.
Exactly, which is why you are rubbish. And
you failed that course, I imagine. You flunked.
I actually did fail because I didn't do work experience, ironically, because I was putting on concerts at the time. So I was promoting my own concerts. So they're like, you've got to do work experience. I'm like, I'm living it, babe. I'm living it. And then I failed.
I'm living it. Come to the arena.
Yeah. Here's a flyer. On. There's my work experience. But yeah, I failed TAFE and I didn't go to uni.
Oh, well, you did all right, didn't you?
I got all right. I didn't make it past the first round of any drama school I auditioned for either. It was quite disheartening when I left school.
Was it your accent?
It was not in Australia, no. That was my acting.
Oh, well, it was one of the two, wasn't it? What did you study, Amy?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I went to an experiment of a Steiner school that was absolutely insanely went wrong. Some of the teachers are still in jail, orcs.
Wow!
Anyway, then we moved to London and I got on really well with a state school because I loved things like homework and grading and uniforms and saying sir, and that was great.
Didn't you love discipline and order?
Still do. You know.
Same.
Can't really? Where I got it.
Anyway, and then finished, discovered central London and started flyering around about 15. And just about scraped through. I mean, got good marks, but just had ceased to give a shit about
eight.
So did the GCSEs and then just wandered into the nightlife. So my work experience was flyering.
Wow.
And I know the ins and outs. I got to a point where I was so burnt out with it, I just wanted to see if someone would punch me. So I would literally just be in Leicester Square with all these sort of Saturday nights going, come on, your dogs are out. And I never got punched.
Oh, that's quite sad. You attracted quite the right crowd.
Oh, yeah. Rock bands, obviously.
And I think Steiner schools can be good. No,
oh, they can.
Yeah, but yours...
Steiner's amazing. I mean,
why was yours so bad?
Well, bless it. It was an experiment by good, well-meaning Steiner people, who, including my parents, who wanted to start one in Bristol. And so they did. And the sort of general theory was, if you can afford to pay, great. If you can't afford to pay, help out. And if you've got no skills, teach.
Oh, gosh.
Really? I mean, it was hilarious. And so, you know, some lovely things about it. And you can't, as long as you follow the basic ethos of Steiner, you can't really screw it up till after seven. But then, I mean, I had Arabic one day because one of the parents was Arabic and he could teach us that. Yeah, why not?
My friend's little kid goes to Steiner School and he's so cute and they sing this like sort of pagan song in the morning and it's like good morning to the sunshine, good morning to the flowers, and then he did a joke on it. He's only 2 and a half and he plays a little joke and he couldn't wait till the next day to get into the thing to sing it, and it was like good morning to the biscuits. It was the cutest thing, but the chickens keep going missing because of the foxes and they won't do anything about it.
The cycle of life.
Did you have a good education?
Not really. I went to university and studied drama and theatre.
Yeah.
And I went for the first 2 days. I didn't have a pen when I turned up. I had a pot noodle and a dream. And
at least you got in, mate.
That's the new show title, Pot Noodle and a Dream.
But so I just pretty much hung around there for like 3 years.
Yes.
And then when I left, I was like, oh, I should probably get a job or start doing stand-up.
How long have you been doing it then?
About 7 years now.
Oh, very nice.
So, yeah, it was shit. It was really, it's just a debt.
Yeah.
You know, my girlfriend recently, she's a mature student, recently completed the same degree. And we're both just sitting there like, oh.
Two peas in a bloody pod, you two, yeah, aren't you? Yeah.
Both got big boobs as well, isn't it?
We're nearly done, are we? So Sophie, are you educated or not?
guys, I've studied 7 different things at university.
Yeah.
In Denmark, they pay you to go to school.
No.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
I'd get somewhere like £500 to £600 a month to attend university.
What?
So I've studied social science, child psychology,
wow.
Russian,
wow.
Greek.
Can you
finish? No.
Oh, right.
You don't have to turn up. You just have to turn up to the exam. So I've sat in like a Russian exam going, Anastasia?
Yeah.
And they're like, no.
If he dies, he dies.
Cold War? No. Okay.
That's
well,
crazy.
Putin?
Oh, sugar. We're supposed to say goodbye. I'm so sorry. Goodbye. Oh, sugar. Goodbye. Goodbye. So everyone say goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Sarah Love. Hugh Joseph. And Doc Brown.
And is it really getting like, because I even wonder if grime even exists.
Whoa. Whoa. What do you mean,
really?
Whoa?
Like, it's just anyone who's English rapping just gets
well,
called
see,
grime.
Well, you
it's
know
like,
what?
Where is, who is grime? What is grime?
Who is grime?
Who is grime?
You sound like my nan. Who is grime? Who is grime?
Stephen Grime. Can you be grime?
Who is this man?
Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Only on FUBAR Radio.
That's a magic number.
Lee Sanders live from the Fringe on FUBAR Radio.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.